I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Dr. Mary Christina Wood is the founding director of the University of Oregon's Environmental and Natural Resources Law Program and the author of the new book, Nature's Trust, Environmental Law for a New Ecological Age, in which she uses her expertise in environmental law to argue for a new legal approach to preservation of vital natural resources. The Yahats Academy of Arts and Sciences will present a talk by Dr. Wood on Sunday, September 7th, and she joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for making the time, Mary.
Thank you.
Well, your book, Nature's Trust, argues for the new use of an ancient principle called the public trust. Can you outline what that is in a historical perspective and how it applies now?
Basically, it just presupposes that government is a trustee of our public assets, the ecology that supports our very survival. And so government as trustee is held to certain standards, fiduciary principles of protection. The principle is that government is a trustee and has to protect our ecology for our survival and welfare.
How does that concept relate to current U.S. law in application?
Well, current U.S. law was passed to effectuate that principle. All of the statutes that were passed in the 1970s, for example, were supposed to promote environmental protection. The difficulty is that they all have outs, nearly all. The Wilderness Act has very few, and that's why it's so effective. But the other ones have outs, and these are permit systems that allow the agencies to permit the very damage that the statutes were designed to prevent in the first place. And what has happened is these agencies have taken these permit provisions and just run away with them, so that permitting damage has become the norm. The real issue is sustaining the ecology that supports our civilization. And now we're at the point where there's some real ends in sight, some real dead ends. We can go along with a tattered ecosystem for a while, but now we are facing threats to the very systems that support human survival.
It does seem to me that the younger generation is waking up to these issues faster than the older generation. Locally, there is a case of a couple of Eugene teenagers who are suing the state of Oregon because they are not enforcing the public trust when it comes to our assets. Talk about that case as an illustration of these principles.
It's called atmospheric trust litigation. And basically, the youth are suing government in many states and also the federal government for failing to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. And these youth are seeing the future unfold before their eyes. I mean, they have their very civilization survival at stake towards the end of the century. And so with government just sitting idle, they've got to take action, they feel. And so they've filed lawsuits in the courts because the legislature and the agencies are not acting.
This seems like a part of a transition that we need to make from viewing things piecemeal to a more holistic perspective.
Oh, by all means, and especially on the global level, because on the global level, we've relied on this international law scheme to solve our problems like ocean acidification and climate. Well, there's just no progress on climate in terms of reducing carbon dioxide emissions at the global level. But if you create the concept that the atmosphere is a trust held by all sovereigns of the world, these ATL cases, atmospheric trust litigation, can crop up in many different countries throughout the world, and in fact, they are.
So how would you apply that in, say, Yahats, where you'll be speaking on Sunday?
Well, the public trust doctrine scales up and scales down. So it's very local and it's very global. Here in Eugene, the Eugene City Council passed an ordinance requiring carbon dioxide emissions reduction. The Eugene City Ordinance is a product of the public trust doctrine, but so would be a global approach to, say, ocean acidification or climate crisis.
What else is essential in the message of Nature's Trust that you'd like to communicate?
Well, I think that this principle is really the core of our democracy. Citizens give power to government, not the reverse. We give our power to government, but we have expectations in return. And we never gave government the right to destroy our essential ecology that we rely on for survival. So this is part of the social compact that we have in government. And law professors are beginning to really take note of the constitutional underpinnings of the public trust. So this is useful against the legislature as well as agencies. People sitting in legislatures today have to realize that they are trustees. They're not just politicians. They're trustees of enormously priceless wealth.
Well, thank you for all your perspectives and for joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Mary Christina Wood, author of the new book, Nature's Trust, Environmental Law for a New Ecological Age, as well as founding director of the University of Oregon's Environmental and Natural Resources Law Program, and a specialist in legal issues involving property, environment, and Native American law. She will speak at the Yahats Commons on Sunday, September 7th at 2 p.m., presented by the Yahats Academy of Arts and Sciences. For more information on the event, go yahats.com. More on Dr. Wood and her extensive writing at law.uoregon.edu, and more on Nature's Trust at amazon.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.